Welcome back to another episode. My name is Colin Martin. Unfortunately, I do not have my co-host here today, who is Wyatt Price. He's on a camping trip. Today is Saturday, and even though this is the Midweek Politics, we're going to do a little Saturday episode because over this past week, we've had the Democratic National Convention and the Republican National Convention. Now, unfortunately, I wasn't able to find much on the Democratic National Convention without watching the full episode, which sad. And there were a lot of, like Trump says, fake news from what I could see. But we're going to dive right into this, and I'm going to give you guys all the information that you need for this upcoming voting process. And we will be doing new episodes every Wednesday. So this is going to be a weekly episode, and we'll be walking you through the 2020 presidential election. I hope you enjoy. Here is the second episode of the Midweek Politics. Before we move on to the show, here's a quick ad. All right, let's dive right into this. First, we got to go over some housekeeping. Please, whatever you're watching this on, whether that's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, whatever you're watching this on, please leave 5 stars. It's especially on Apple iTunes. It's Apple's funky algorithm. Just leave us 5 stars. You don't even have to like us. It could be like a bad first date, but you know, you got to leave the guy 5 stars. So another thing, like I said, every Wednesday we'll be having a podcast. Now, whether my co-host Wyatt Price will be in that with us is up to him. I hope he can make it every week. If not, that's unfortunate. But we are going to hop right into this today. Actually, let's go back real quick. So I want you guys to know, if you haven't watched my previous episodes, go back and watch it. But if you haven't, I am a conservative. I look at myself as conservative, and this 2020 election kind of has me stumped, because I think Biden's not the best candidate, and I think Trump's not the best candidate either. I think that it's just – I think we could be doing a lot better. But we are working with what we have. And although I'm not 18, I do have my opinions, and I will try not to unload all of my opinions on you today. But we're gonna go through the RNC and the DNC today. And if I say something that might hurt your feelings or might offend you, I'm sorry. But you click the podcast. So this is what you signed up for. Our topics today are going to be Nancy Pelosi's speech about Trump and Biden. Next is going to be the RNC, so the Republican National Convention, and the Democratic National Convention. We have 3 topics today. So let's hop right into it. First is Nancy Pelosi's speech on Trump and Biden. Now, I don't know why she would say this. I believe that she has no right to say this. And this is what I got from what she said. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she doesn't think there should be a presidential debate this year. So she does not think there should be one. Arguing Democrat Joe Biden shouldn't legitimize the conversation with President Donald Trump. Although she said she realizes Biden wants to debate Trump. So she actually disagreed with Biden and says that he should not debate Trump, because for some reason in her eyes, Trump is this awful monster. Okay, moving on. In the Republican National Convention, Trump accepted the nominee for the Republican nominee, which I don't think any of us were surprised about. At his convention, he said, and I quote, "If the radical left takes power, they will apply their disastrous policies in every city, town, and suburb in America. The South Lawn was converted into a convention floor packed with nearly 2,000 supporters. Now, this is the one thing I will say not a fan of. There were very few practicing social distancing or wearing masks. Guys, we are in a pandemic. You've got to be wearing masks. You got to be social distancing. This is just, it's everyday life now. And until we find until we come up with a vaccine, you got to be social distancing. I'm sorry. That's just my opinion. I have family members that are at risk, and it's just, that's my opinion. I'm sorry. If you disagree with that, sorry. Outside the convention, outside the South Lawn and around the White House, there were protesters demanding change for and racial justice, which I think we all saw that one coming with the recent events. And I'm not going to go into what happened recently. I think that'll be safe for either another episode, or it won't be saved at all. But I think what's been happening is definitely pulling us apart. And I think that's not what we need right now, especially with a presidential election coming up. But on the other hand, maybe that there's a presidential election coming up. After the election, it might cool down. It might go back up, but you never know. So I just hope that this stops, whatever what's going on, and that we can all move forward as a nation. Trump did make a mention about the police violence that sparked the social unrest across the country. So in his speech, he did make a mention about it. I don't have the exact quote for it, but he did mention it. And Trump insisted his supporters that he can lead the people of America out of this pandemic, which is very bold for him. He has not been getting a lot of support for the COVID-19 pandemic. A lot of leftists and Democrats and liberals say that he has been doing a terrible job through this pandemic. Now, I have my own opinions. I believe that he's doing the best that he can for being the president of the United States. There are some things that I would have done differently if I was president. But, I think we all believe in things that we could have done differently. Trump made a tweet. I think this was after his convention, and he was making a comment about how his ratings were actually less, or he was viewed less than the Democratic National Convention. Sorry, something just happened by me. Don't know what that was. That his ratings were less than a Democratic National Convention. I think he was blaming news for viewing him less, which I don't have information on that, but this was his tweet, and I quote, "I've had great ratings my whole life. There's nothing unusual about that for me. The White House news conference ratings were through the roof, but I don't care about that. I care about going around the fake news and to the people." So I think what he's trying to say is that he doesn't want, I think what he wants is people to be listening to him and not news. So I think there is, like he said, a lot of fake news out there, people. You have to be watching you can't be watching the news and trusting everything that the news says, whether it's Fox News, CNN, ABC, NBCSN. No matter the newscast, you can't trust all of it. You have to get it firsthand. And I think that's what a lot of people, whether they're Republican, Democrat, are missing. They have to get it firsthand. Moving on, this week in the Democratic National Convention. Now, like I said, I don't have a lot of information about the DNC. I actually had to get some of this stuff off Wikipedia because it was just a lot of, when you go on these left sites, it's just a lot of bashing Trump and not what happened at the DNC, which I think is sad. And I'm not saying that because it's Trump. I'm saying that because it's just sad that they're just bashing Trump and not saying what happened at the DNC. So Joe Biden won the candidacy for the Democratic nominee by over 1,000 delegates. In second place was his rival and competitor, Bernie Sanders. So I think we all saw that one coming, though, was Biden winning the Democratic nominee. The theme for the DNC for Biden was "We the People." Now, I think this is a very, very weird, I will say. The topics were "We the People are demanding racial justice," "We the People are putting country over party," "We the People are recovering," and "We the People shall rise." I don't know what you guys think about that, but that's I don't know how I feel about that. That's very I think they're trying to almost mock the Bill of Rights, or is that that's the no Bill of, sorry, the not the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. I think that they're trying to mock the Constitution, which is very, very rude. And I just think that it's sad, to be honest. So I hope that he doesn't stick with that. I hope that he can move on from something like that and choose something else. Like I said, I don't have a lot of info, but I will say from what I saw, it seemed like he made a pretty good speech compared to his competitors. But and I think that's up for you to decide. So that's all I have for you today. Tune in Wednesday. There will be another episode. It'll be episode number 3 of the Midweek Politics. So feel free to give us 5 stars, leave a review, ask us any questions, give us suggestions for debating, what you want to hear. This is up to you guys. And I know for the couple people that do listen to this, I'm thankful for you guys, but please give us 5 stars on iTunes. And I know you have to sign in, and I know it's kind of a pain, but please give us 5 stars. Leave us a review. Ask us questions. Give us ideas. This is up to you guys. So thank you very much. I love you all, and I will see you in the next episode.